All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers, of course, our section of the world for the Republican American. You'll find her stories in the newspaper. You'll find them online, rep-am.com. And you can find Ruth right here on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Ruth.
Here we are.
Yep.
And where we are, and, you know, we finished up a busy week last week. You and I saw each other in Keenan and at the Fireman's Parade.
Right, you and I. That's our stomping ground every year. You up on the stand and me looking from below.
And isn't it great that he doesn't need a wheelchair?
You know, one of the great things that happened yesterday was they still have that horrible ramp that goes up. It's a real steep ramp. It is. And it's got this really weird covering on it. So a couple of the I got up there with no problem. I'm sitting there because I got there early to set up. And a couple of the firefighters come up and they got me water. And at the end, they helped me down. And these were men that were kids when I used to run
the
nightclub, the teenage nightclub and arcade that we had. And they were kids that went to that.
You know, I have that with Dusty Blass's son, Jake, when I came up here, happy anniversary to me, you know, was a kid.
But the nicest thing about it was they were so great. They remembered it, had nothing but great things to say. And stuff. It was just really nice. It was it's nice going back there every year.
And you found a shady spot after all these years.
After going up there for all these years and sweating like crazy, I found actually a shady spot. And I think, like I said to Ruth finally, how could I have missed this all these years? I think a tree finally has gotten tall enough where there was one section of shade that I could sit in.
A fun night, as always.
Yeah,
lots of fire companies. And yesterday was the end of Railroad Days for another year. I don't know if you've been watching some of the streaming going on. A lot of comments about some people saying not enough stuff, too long.
Well, I saw those, but I also saw people say that it was too hot. Now, there's nothing you can do about that weather.
It's also, and those who complain should volunteer.
That's right. Come up with new ideas. Come up with other things.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't leave it up to the same group of people. And they've done a good job keeping it. This thing's been around for a long time.
I remember way back. And they work hard. I see them at meetings all year long. And it's hard to keep something fresh and going. So,
but more in addition to that, I'm just going to weigh in here as the family grump and say, you know, instead of sitting online complaining or whatever, come on out and help.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we opened up a forum for complaint that I'm not so happy about.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, it's my, and P.S. Rule one in radio, much easier to complain.
Exactly.
So anyways, I give the fire department, Mary Beth Weaver, who puts this together now, Charlie Friday, the chief, I mean, everybody that shows up to be on the reviewing stand and donates their time for that. It's a tradition and people have to suck it up.
And they work very hard.
Yeah,
hats off to them.
Now, the Jane Lloyd Fund also had a beautiful day on Saturday.
It was. I stopped there before, and a real good crowd.
350 sold tickets again, plus other people that just came and bought hot dogs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And they were raffling off these 11 and 12-pound lobsters, walking around with them in a wheelbarrow. It was kind of fun. But lots of and music. Wow, they were jamming a bunch of people, and always good for a good cause. We finished up the politics of the year with caucuses, and as you and I mentioned, the only surprise really was that Jessica Fowler will not be running for first Board of Selectmen and Sharon. She's instead going to the running for Board of Finance. Casey Flanagan is the candidate on the Democratic ticket to go along with Brent Colley and Dale Jones on the Republican ticket. Not too many other surprises.
No.
Pretty much everybody, first selectmen, and are all running again except for Bruce Adams down here in Kent. And there'll be some new faces on the Region 1 Board of Education, Marshall. We have Brian Bartram, who's going to run in Canaan. Doug Humes is stepping down. Jennifer Weigel is stepping down in Salisbury, and Stephanie Weiner is running. And So there'll be some changes there.
Yeah, it's we'll have to see how that all shakes down. Mm-hmm. But it was I read the newspaper. I called Ruth, so I said, "There's a mistake at the paper." Ruth goes, "What?" I think Brian Bartram running from North Canaan, and Ruth says, "Marshall, he moved to North Canaan a couple of years ago." I said, "Oh, never mind.
Get with it." Yeah.
And then of course Jessica Fowler not running for the selectman's post, but going on the board of finance. And Sharon was a surprise.
Yep.
But as busy as last week was for us, it's even busier this week for us here at the radio station, because Friday night we have the Hotchkiss Library Summer Book Signing.
We do, yes. And you and I and Jill always meet at that night. It's going to be interesting this year with the work going on the green, but they say they're going to go through with it on the spot there. Also, the next day comes the book sales and the arts and crafts on the green. Not sure if that's, if there's talk maybe of moving it to the Valley, to the Veterans Field, but can't be sure right now.
I think they're going to see how far the construction progresses.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get that whole top thing done and they don't start on the bottom, then they can do it.
They can do it.
So
I would urge people to stay tuned to you. I'm sure you'll give them the latest news.
Hope they let me know, because if we're going to broadcast from it,
it's going to be slightly different than being outside.
Sitting here in front of the radio station when it's down in the valley would not be very good.
No, not good at all. And we did have that vote in Cornwall on Friday night. Over 200 people came to give the nod to spending $10,000 towards a study to get grants for a study for engineering for a community wastewater system in West Cornwall. As you know, we've been talking about that for a couple of years now, a long time. The townspeople feel they just, West Cornwall is pretty quiet these days, and they need to find ways to revitalize it. And many of the systems there are substandard, so this committee has been meeting, and they're looking to continue their work and see what happens.
And the pink building has been sold in West Cornwall.
And it has, except it's no longer pink.
I know. Everybody knows. When you say the pink building, you know exactly which
everybody
building you're talking
knows.
About.
Yeah. So, yes, and so maybe there'll be some, you know, that's a good sign, some activity. So, and otherwise, as we said, busy weekend, but slow during the week. Right? Maybe we can catch up on some things here.
Yeah, there's a very few things that go on during the week. But last week, one of the things that went on was the Falls Village Board of Education had their meeting.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Lou Timmelot and Dick Hines went to Norfolk to talk with the superintendent and the principal there. You know, they're concerned about the cost of a superintendent who is shared among seven school boards, and wondered if Falls Village is getting enough attention amongst all the others. So they're looking into other ways, and they reported to the school board. The school board took it under advisement, and we'll discuss it at its September meeting. So that was an interesting meeting.
And that's up online if people want to see it at catv6.com. Click on the Vimeo link, or it's on our Facebook page here as well.
And did a little story this week on the Lakeville Community Conservancy.
Yep.
And that group has really worked hard, and anybody who's gone through Lakeville recently could see the fruits of its labor. They got gardens at Bower Park, Cannon Park, and now they are turning their attention to Community Field, hoping to make it more of a community center, and another group of volunteers working hard to beautify the town.
Absolutely.
This is lovely.
All right, Ruth. I guess we'll see you on Friday.
I guess so. Wherever.
Okay. Take care.
Have a good week.
You too, Ruth.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth at rp-am.com or, of course, in the paper.